Hey guys, thanks for joining my new podcast on Anchor. Anchor is a great platform to listen to amazing podcasts, have your own guests, and even have your own show. Here are the details. Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Paranormal Hour. I am here with my daughter, and we were actually discussing scary movies. And we do have some similar opinions on them, and then we do have some that we don't agree on, but I think it's kind of cool, and I thought that we could do a podcast on it together, plus the fact that I know a lot of you guys love scary movies, so I do want to hear what your favorite scary movie is. Also, you can go to my Facebook at Monica Spirit Queen. I will be posting my podcasts. Listen to it on Spotify as well. And just sit back, enjoy the show, sip on some wine, and let's get started. So, what we were talking about is, what was it, Jigsaw? Saw?
Saw.
Saw, Jigsaw, same crap, right?
Yeah.
So we both agreed on that doing sequels, especially on a scary movie, does get really boring, and it's no fun.
Yeah, it ruins it. I mean, like, there's a few sequels that will make it better, but then the more you add on, the more you have to create these plot twists that don't make any sense, and it just ruins it.
Because I think they'd, like, literally overdo it.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you're gonna make a scary movie, I would do, like, a 3-4 hour long movie. Like the example I gave you, like Titanic. It was a great movie. It was like 4 hours long, but
that's the right reason I wanted to. The ending kind of sucked
on that one too.
Ending definitely sucked on it, but it was 3 to 4 hours. I mean, you make a scary movie, 3 to 4 hour scary movie. Where's the horror in that? You learn everything about the killer in 3 to 4 hours, and then it's not scary anymore.
That's true as well, but. How about this? If you're going to make a scary movie, just do one.
Well,
don't do, like, sequels where it goes all the way to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then by the time the third one ends, you just lose interest.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I hate Jigsaw. Saw 1, 2, and 3 are the best, and then everything after that can...
Kiss my butt.
Yeah, it can be trashed. I don't care for it, and I don't ever want to rewatch them.
I think they overdo it.
Definitely. Saw 1, there were some missing things, so they made a sequel, and it was awesome. And then Saw 3, awesome. Well, I mean, there were some bad things.
You skipped 1, the 2.
I said 2.
No, you said 1.
Saw 1 was awesome, absolutely awesome. Saw 2, awesome. And Saw 3, you need some sequels to get your story out there. And then, when it's done, it's done. You don't need to make all these... more sequels for money. I mean, it's...
I think another reason why they kill it so much is because there's so many different directors and producers of this movie.
Yeah.
You know, if you're starting off making sequels, I think they should stick with not necessarily, like, the same characters, per se. I mean, some could stay the same. And, of course, the ones that die will not come back to stay the same. Yeah. But the directors and... The producers need to be the same, plus at least the moral of the story, the plot, needs to continuously be the same. Like, you can't just change it to a scary movie and then turn it into a fucking joke.
Yeah, definitely. I think the problem with that is, I think bringing back the actors is continuing it and adding some new ones is always... good, but the thing about me is I hate new people. I hate in shows and movies, I hate them, and then sometimes I'll finally get along with them, and then a new person comes for me to hate. It's just my opinion.
Time you try to figure out who the hell this person is, they change up on you.
Right.
See, that's why I like Friends, the show Friends. I know we're talking about scary movies, but the show Friends kept the same character. Sure, they had additional characters that came and went, but the main characters stayed the same. The moral and the plot was the same.
Well, that's a sitcom. Sitcoms, yes.
You might as well say that Saw turned into a fucking sitcom after the third one.
Right. I mean, like, Saw 3D. Saw 3D was probably one of the top three worst Saw movies, I think. It was just horrible.
Oh, yeah, what's up with the 3D shit in, right? in horror
movies? It
just
ruins it. Like, Saw is known for being, like, it's not really digital. It's gore. It's, you know, and they use practical effects.
It's not supposed to be funny.
Right. Right, and then they use practical effects, and they make it look awesome. And then when you use 3D, you kind of have to use digital, and then it just kind of ruins the look for the movie. The storyline sucked in it. It just sucked.
Just like Halloween. Mm-hmm. The first couple were good.
Well,
the old ones, the first mm-hmm. ones were good. And then the new ones, I just couldn't watch it. I was like, oh my God, what the hell is... Like, it was not even funny. It was not fun. And what really sucked is you could predict when they change it around on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can predict exactly what's going to happen while, like, before it happens in the movie.
Right. Well,
and I hate that.
I mean, it had Jamie Lee Curtis in it. I'll watch anything
with
Jamie
her.
Lee. Right? I'll watch anything with it. It could suck and I'll watch it. I mean,
yeah. You need to have, like, good actors. The characters, the actors, right. actresses need to be professionals. You can't, you know, have somebody that played in a low-budget movie. That's basically what they turned in the Saw into.
Right.
Yeah. Like a low-budget movie.
That's what it felt like. I mean, like, the first one, obviously they had less money than the newer ones, and yet it felt so much better, and I think that's what made it better, because, I mean, Jigsaw can't afford all these fancy things, right? He has to make these with scraps and metal, you know? He can't afford all this fancy tech. Where is he getting all that money from? He doesn't work, you know what I mean? And I think, like what you were saying earlier about actors and directors... like, Leigh Whannell, he was awesome, directed the first three, and then stopped. And when it stopped, if you realize, it sucks.
Yeah, can he come back and start directing more scary movies and all the other idiots can back off?
I think he directed, The Conjuring, and then,
See, that's another one. The Conjuring.
Insidious. The first Insidious.
Insidious and The Conjuring.
Right.
But then, like, the first Insidious was really, really good.
Right,
by the time it came to the last one, it was just tasteless.
Right.
I did not like the last one at all.
Right. I mean, he directed, like, the best scary movies. I mean, personally, I don't like Insidious, but...
Who doesn't like the Insidious?
It's so boring. I sat there snoring. I mean, it's just so quiet.
Well, see, that's another thing you guys need to know is my kids are not easily scared by scary movies. I mean... Look who their mom is. You know what I mean? Like, I deal with the dark side all the time. So, they are so used to spiritual activities, paranormal shit. It doesn't even bother them. And for those who have asked me many times how your kids feel about it. In fact, you guys were interviewed at a show I took you guys to. And they were asked how they felt about their mom being who I am. And they just, you know, they support me. Of course, I'm not going to let them... do what I do because it is dangerous what I do, but at the same time they do support me and I protect them no matter what. So of course my family comes first, and I will never ever, no matter what, even if the sky falls down tomorrow, I will never allow anything to happen to my kids. So my kids always come first no matter what. If I have to put my cases on the side, which I have done plenty of times before, to make sure that my kids don't have attachments, there's no spells on them. Of course, I would fucking kill anybody that even tries or thinks about doing any of that shit to my kids. But on top of that, I cleanse my kids a lot. So my kids are perfectly healthy, safe, happy, and nothing really fazes them. Like, they're tough individual kids. Like, they're independent, and I love that.
Thank you. Okay, so back to scary movies.
Talk louder.
Back to scary movies.
Uh-huh.
Like I was saying, Leigh Whannell, he's directed Insidious, The Invisible Man, Dead Silence, and then all three Saw movies. And I don't think he directed anything after all
that one looks
Saw
like
movies.
A joke. Just the face of it. That's another thing, you guys. Like, if you're making, you know,
really
scary movies,
you haven't
don't,
seen
don't
Billy the Puppet?
Put a clown.
No.
I mean, clowns are not even scary. They're retarded. They're not scary looking.
Yes, But, I mean, like, Billy the Puppet.
They look abnormal.
Like, Billy the Puppet, he's silly looking, but that's what also, it brings humor to it. And I love humor, even in scary movies. You know, you don't have to make the whole thing scary. Just don't make the whole thing a joke.
Yeah, too much scary just turns into a joke. Leads to going back to, we can predict what the hell's going to happen next.
Right. And,
I like mystery.
Right? That's why in Saw 1, 2, and 3, it was always a mystery what was going to happen next.
Yeah, it keeps you guessing.
Right? Like,
and then keeps you at the edge of your seat. Like, I don't like gory stuff, and I know a lot of people are going to be like, you don't like gory stuff after everything you do? No, I'm not a surgeon, you guys, okay? I deal with spirits. So when it comes to blood, chopped off ankles and legs and arms and necks and all this shit, I don't mind watching it, but I don't really enjoy it.
Right,
no. It's gory, but the Saw did a really good job, though.
Yeah, the way they exactly. they
practical created
effects.
It. Yeah,
that's why in the newer ones when they use digital effects, it looks worse. And here they
it looks fake.
Right, they use practical effects. They use real traps. Make sure they actually work.
Yeah,
I mean it's awesome. And then
which goes to Matrix. I don't like Matrix. Anything that looks animated and
right.
fake.
Same. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Again, what's wrong?
That's why I don't watch Tom Cruise movies. He's too Matrix-y. He's too into that, I don't know what you would call it, like that fantasy world. You know, we're not, he's jumping to, like, 2080 or something. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? Shit hasn't even happened, and this guy thinks that, you know, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to predict it and make a movie, but yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't like the guy either.
Yeah. And then there's a new Jigsaw movie coming out, and I forgot what that actor's name is. He has the really awesome voice.
We will think about that, but in the meantime, I do I just want to say that, like, we're not sitting here criticizing anybody.
Chris Rock. He plays the lead in the new movie. That's going to be awesome, I think.
In which movie?
The new movie coming up. New Jigsaw movie? Saw movie?
Chris Rock is in it?
Yeah, I think he's the main character.
That just turned into a comedy.
Right? Oh my God.
That's not even scary. I don't even know if I'm going to watch it.
Have you seen the
trailer? Nothing against Chris Rock. I fucking love the guy. But yeah. I don't think his character, for who he really is and what he's played this whole time, I don't think is going to fit. Like, I don't think I'm going to take him serious in that movie. Because right. right. that role's not going to fit him.
Yeah. But you know what role would fit a scary movie? What actress?
Me.
Marisol Nichols. I'm, like, so happy that she's
Meryl Streep, too. Meryl Streep.
Oh, Streep, she can
whatever the hell it is.
A scary movie? Come on, she's comedy gold.
Yeah, that's
her
true.
And Anne Hathaway? I mean, come on.
No, not Anne Hathaway. Oh,
what?
My God.
I love her.
I do. I love her to death, but I think she belongs in fairy tale movies. Like right. the one that she played in
the
second Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. What?
That Anne Hathaway plays in the second one in Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's called, what the hell is it called?
Glass something?
How dare you. Yeah, something. But yeah. It's... Oh, I don't know, you guys. Some of these characters, they should just, like, literally stick to what they normally play as.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it will be good for scary movies, like, especially, like, the paranormal ones, mm-hmm. to have, like, real psychics play it. Because right. then I know, like, because, I was an extra
right, but then
before in movies, and I did not like it because it was not my character. But mm-hmm. I would love to play in a movie that, you know, I can be like an evil witch or the That's bitchiest of the bitchiest bitch. You know what I mean? When it comes to right. paranormal and spirituality, I could play like a demon or something. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I know those characters. I deal with them on a daily basis. But you can't put a comedian inside a scary movie and then give him a lead role thinking that
well
I mean
I
think he should change the name of it. How can you do that?
Of course it depends on the actor, you know. You don't want to stay in
but
one
I can already predict he's gonna cry. He's going to cry making that movie. Like, they're going to make him cry. Like, he's scared.
But, I mean, you know...
And you have to be tough. You have to be super tough when you're playing in scary movies.
Well, I always love emotion in scary movies. I mean, you love, like, seeing the sad part of a character. Like, an evil
then
character...
Then watch Romeo and Juliet.
Ha ha. You see the emotional side of a supposed evil character. Like, you see their story, and you see how their emotion, mentally emotional, how they develop, their character development. Like, why I love Amanda so much. I mean, I love her, how she's a murderer. Yeah, I love her.
I like her serious character. That matches her.
Yeah, I know. She's a phenomenal actress. I mean, Shawnee Smith is awesome. I love her to death. She does everything. She's a comedic... scary. I mean, she can...
Drama.
It's just, yeah. It just... And then I really felt her pain when she got thrown in the needle pit. Like, I felt like
did
she...
Did you cringe?
Yeah. Like, it just felt exactly like I was watching her. Like, she got thrown in a pit of needles. It felt like I got thrown in a pit of needles. I mean, it was just...
Are you okay?
Awesome. Seeing her emotional side to the character, it just made me love her even more, you know what I mean? I just love Amanda.
I mean, yeah, she plays really good. But going back to emotions, a little bit here and there is okay. But then there's the new scary movies that have been coming out, like with the last couple years. It's like more Romeo and Juliet emotional type movie. / comedy, then scary. Like Scream.
Scream is awesome.
The first one was good. After that, it just went down to shit.
Well, I mean, you have Courtney Cox.
I love Courtney Cox.
And then in the last one, you have Emma Roberts. I mean...
I pick Courtney Cox.
Of course you do. But, I mean, who wouldn't? But, I mean, like, you have these two awesome actors, and then in a movie with a storyline that kind of sucks. But Scream 4 storyline actually kind of made sense, as the Scream 3 didn't really make sense. Scream 2, I thought it was awesome because Billy's mom came in, you know?
Yeah, that was a twist.
Yeah, and I
like
Mickey,
twists.
Right? But, I mean, the boyfriend, Sydney's boyfriend, and Mickey, I don't know. I don't really like them.
They're all clowns.
Right.
You can't take them serious in that movie.
Right. But as I was saying, I think an actor definitely could do something comedic and then do something serious. You know, like Jennifer Aniston, she played in Cake, which was completely serious, one of her best roles. And then she played Rachel Green, absolutely hilarious, you know? I just love
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you can pull it off, then that's great. Go for it, pull it off. You know what I mean?
Right.
But sometimes there are characters out there that can't, I mean, it's just their personality. Like, they play parts, a lot
them.
Of the similar parts that fit them. That's their personality. And then you want to switch it up. Well, if you switch it up, by all means, do it. But keep it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, do a good job. Don't stick with your original character. You need to go outside of your own comfort zone. You're outside of your own skin. And try something new. And if you're going to do that, then you have to be good at it. If not, then, you know, wasting money is just wasting money. And I don't want to do that when I watch movies.
Right. Like, I have a question.
I have an answer.
Who's your favorite Saw character? In all the series, who's
Jigsaw.
Your favorite character? Besides Jigsaw.
I think that, what was his name? The detective? He did a really good job.
Mark Hoffman?
He did a really good job.
I hate, oh my god.
Oh, we don't use the word hate?
No, hate. I have strong hatred for him.
Why?
Very strong hatred for him.
Why?
Have you seen the movies? I mean, he's the reason Amanda gets killed. He blackmailed her into killing Lynn, which got her killed. He made her fail his test. He's the reason that John died.
holy shit, looks like you're going to kill me now.
Right. I mean, you say John's your favorite character, yet Mark is technically the reason that he died, because he made Amanda fail, which made all of them fail, which made John die. And if you like John the best,
but
how do you like Mark?
But you asked me that question. I like Jigsaw, that's it.
Okay, you like Jigsaw, and then you
because
like Mark.
Because he's the mastermind, and he's the smartest, and I don't deal with dumb people. Even my daughter could tell
you guys.
Is
he smart? If he was that smart, he would realize that he's a murderer. He's like, I despise murderers. At least Amanda told him. Yes, John. He's like, I despise murderers. Yet Amanda straight up told him, you're a murderer too. I'm a murderer. We're murderers.
Right, but in his mind, because he's such a genius.
He's not. You don't believe his beliefs, right?
No, he's a sadistic genius. He has a sadistic mind, which, and that's what makes him a genius, because he comes up with all this stuff that a normal human being would not.
You mean
like
traps?
His brain works differently. Yeah.
Right.
His brain works differently, and I would love to pick at his brain. Like, I don't know, but I love the fact that he's so dedicated to
changing people. You know how he started changing people? Because he got in a car. He went to go kill himself. He got in a car accident. He had a thing impaled him, and he pulled it out himself. And he realized, I love life. Everyone else should too. So he goes and he puts people in these horrible traps. At least Amanda owned up.
But
to
who
it.
Are the people that he picked though?
You know,
not
who
innocent
picked?
Ones.
You know who?
Not
yep.
innocent
yep.
ones.
Yep.
The people
Shh.
That ruined other people's
nope.
lives.
Nope. Shh. You know who he picked? You know who he picked? He picked a guy who died. Want to know why? Because he called and said he lied about being about work. He said he called and he said he was sick and he wasn't sick. So you know what John did? He grabbed him and he said, you did a horrible thing. You have to do this test.
Well,
and
you
then
lied.
He died.
You're a liar.
He called
you
and
lie.
You've done that before, Mom. So do you think you should? You belong?
Yes, I've done that before. I know. We all did.
Yes, everyone does. I mean, he makes Amanda cut her wrist because he's like, you have to feel the brink of death.
He tests people's minds, and he tests their strength.
No, it wasn't a test.
He tests people's strength to see if you're weak, you will die. If you're not, then you will survive.
That's smart thinking. Yep, that's why he cuts out the jigsaw piece. That jigsaw piece is the understanding of life, the will to live. Whatever it's called. He cuts it out of you if you don't survive. Because obviously you don't have the will to live. You don't have that instinct.
You're not strong enough.
Right. And if you do survive, he doesn't cut it out of you. Because you have it. You have that will to live.
Well, you do know that the mind is the most powerful tool you have.
Right. Where does that come from?
He has a strong mind.
Okay, but okay. He uses it for...
He tests people. I know he's not God. He's not supposed to test people. But that's the genius side of him.
Right.
Because
he forces people into his beliefs. Wait, listen, Mother.
Not into his beliefs.
Listen.
He opens people's eyes and tests their strength.
No. Listen. He brings the most random people. He brought a guy who was lied about being sick to skip out on one day of work. I mean, and then he killed him. And he's like, I despise murderers. He's a murderer. And then it's just, he has this genius mind because he creates these traps, right? Hoffman created the traps. Amanda created traps. Even the stupid Logan created the first trap. I mean, he had help. He didn't create all those traps. Amanda created
the
rack. The
wheels in my mind are spinning right now.
Speaking of the wheels in your mind spinning, Amanda created the rack. I mean, the spinner thing that twists your limbs. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, if you ask me, there's a lot of many different ways that you could torture somebody. And they're not just...
To me, it's not
like torture, but it's, again, matter and how strong mentally you are, emotionally and physically. You don't physically have to be strong to be a strong person.
Right. So, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
As being my favorite character, Amanda was the first person to survive a jigsaw trap, or a saw trap.
Mm-hmm.
So... She didn't have to really hurt herself like all the other saw traps. Like, there was this one with the razor blade maze. You know what was weird?
But the very first one, she almost died.
Right, but listen. And there's this saw trap where this guy has to go through these razor things.
Oh,
I think it was right? It was
That's the gory part I'm talking about.
It was because he was cutting himself. Yet Jigsaw made Amanda cut herself in front of him because he was almost dying. He wanted her to feel that almost dying. I mean, it was just weird, you know? And then she was the first person to survive a trap, and then she immediately followed John. But it's not because she believed in his beliefs. It was because she just wanted a father. She wanted a figure. Someone actually cared about her. No one cared about her. I mean, which sucks, you know? She was a druggie.
And he knew that. And he knew that. And he played off of it.
Yep.
He played off of it.
Just like she said.
But he did make her stronger.
Right. And he did care about her. I do believe he cared about her.
Yeah, he did.
She definitely cared about him. I mean, it was just crazy. She worshipped him. She idolized him. She, you know, that's why she followed him. And then when she dies, she's like, I don't believe in your beliefs. It's stupid. You don't change anybody. Nobody changes, you know. And then you're a murderer. I'm a murderer. We're all murderers. And then, well, she kills Lynn. That's where her mistake is. And then Jeff comes in, boom, in the neck, and she dies, which sucks. But, she,
well, karma's a bitch, ain't it?
Well, she was forced to. Mark forced her to.
Karma!
Have you seen... Oh, my God. Have you seen any of the movies?
Yeah, but I'm saying...
Right.
She was helping Jigsaw.
Right.
With these murders.
Right.
And then at the end, she got murdered.
Right. But...
So, karma...
Listen.
What goes around comes around.
Mark's the reason she died, though. He wrote... He's like, hey... I'm going to tell... So what happened... Okay, wait. I'll get back to that later. What I was saying was, she was the first person in the trap. Or not first person in the trap. First person to survive. But she didn't really have to hurt herself. She... And I'm not saying her trap was the easiest. It definitely wasn't. I mean, you have a bear trap on your head that instead of snapping closed, it snaps open, rips your jaw open. It's a reverse bear trap. So, and she has
reverse what? Reverse psychology.
She has 60 seconds, which doesn't make sense. She took about 7 minutes doing it. But she has 60 seconds, the second she gets up, to go to this guy. I think she knew him. I can't remember. It's been a little while since I watched it, but she either knows him or not. Either way, he's a guy. And he looks dead. He can't move. And so, there's a big question mark. She has to cut him open, get the key to get off her reverse bear trap. She has 60 seconds to do this. She thinks he's dead. He opens his eyes. Whoa, he's not dead. She has to murder. And the only reason he's not moving or talking, he can't talk, he can't feel anything, but he's alive. He is like, I forgot, drugged him or whatever, and he can't feel
paralyze
anything.
Paralyze him, yeah.
Yeah. Can't feel anything, can't move, can't talk. She has to kill a living person who has to watch himself die as she kills him to save herself. Now, would you do that?
To survive?
Yes. Would you kill a guy who was paralyzed and can't defend himself to save yourself to get a bear trap that's going to snap open on your head?
Well, see, I can't lie and say I'm a perfect angel.
Of course, everyone would do it, hopefully. I mean...
I would do it.
I would do it. I mean, you would have to, you know.
I'm no perfect angel by far.
You think You think about it. I mean, that guy.
I mean, I torture people with demons and wouldn't piss me off.
Right. But if you think about it, switch the roles. That guy probably would have done the same thing to her. Probably. If not, she's going to die and she's not going to, you know, not die for this guy. I mean, you know, and he doesn't feel anything.
Especially when it's someone that you don't know.
Yeah, and she's going to feel immense pain. I mean, it's a reverse bear trap snapping open your jaws. He's not going to feel a thing. He's going to die, not peacefully. He was watching himself die. But he's not going to feel a thing. She gets the key right before it snaps open, and it, she...
Well, like the last second, right?
Right. And then the... detectives bring her in, ask her everything, and then just throw her aside. John comes up to her. He's like, he's the first person to actually care about her, you know what I mean? And, stupid Mark having to ruin everything. I just hate it. But I'm so glad she died before the show got ruined. Not show, movies.
Well, the thing, the other genius part about John is he was a very, very big-time manipulator. He manipulated people's minds. And see, this goes on. I'm not going to say any names or label anything. You guys already know what I'm talking about. But this goes on to what's going on in the world right now when everybody's panicking and freaking out. And certain bad side is the one that created this whole shit that's going on in this world. And on top of that, I think it sucks to say this, but I think they did a really good job putting fear in people. So what happens when, you know, the best way to control somebody's mind to doing what you want them to do, I mean, you know, to turn them into a puppet
Right.
is putting fear. And it's not just the fear of God, it's the fear of the devil. You know, all these Satanists out there, or all these people that are against Christianity and they're against this and they don't believe in good and all this stuff, and you know, they praise the dark side, fine and dandy, but when shit hits the fan, you're gonna not want to die. You're not gonna want to get tormented. You're not gonna, I mean, I have a lot of clients that don't believe in God. I have a lot of clients that
And you can't
don't
force
like
beliefs on them, though.
Christianity. No, I never talk religious
Right.
beliefs with any of my clients. But at the same time, I noticed that these same people who claim that they're not scared of anything, who claim that they're, you know, they're
They
badasses
clearly
and this
haven't
and
been in a
that,
saw trap.
they clearly haven't been in a saw trap. And then once they feel like they are in the saw trap, with the spiritual side and the dark side, and all of a sudden, you know, they're having sleep paralysis, demonic attachments, attacks, this and that, we're going to seek help, and they come to me. You know what I'm saying? So putting that fear in somebody, it's a big manipulation tactic to where, I mean, I can turn anybody into my puppet if I wanted to. You know what I mean? So, and don't get me wrong, people come to me at their own free will. I don't turn anyone into my puppet. But I do make them cry like a little bitch and scare them once in a while when they cross the line with me. You know what I mean? So, he's a genius in my eyes.
Yeah, he's definitely a genius, but I think he uses it one for the wrong
He's
reasons.
doing it for the wrong reasons. I mean,
But
he is selfish too.
he's playing God.
He's playing God, and he does. It's
He's
like
a
he gets a
hypocrite.
high. He gets a high. Like he this rush, you know,
Yeah.
like he gets so happy to see people being tormented out.
Well, that's the thing.
And
He doesn't. He wants them to succeed. Just like he desperately wanted Amanda to succeed. But obviously Hoffman had to ruin
right, but
everything.
he sits there and
Desperately how
watch
he
them get
wanted,
tormented
right?
and
Desperately
cut
how he
themselves
wanted,
open.
right? He wants everyone to succeed, really. And there was the girl that had to chop off her own arm, and she survived. When Mark took over after Jigsaw died, I thought it was really funny. He goes up to her, and he's still the detective. No one, they knew his identity. They just didn't tell him because they were onto him, but they didn't really know. And he's asking this girl, "Did you learn anything?" And then, unlike Amanda, who's like, "He changed me." She's like, "What do you mean, did I learn anything? I chopped off my own arm." Like, I just thought it was funny, you know, stuff like that. That's comical in a horror movie. That's makes it better, you know what I mean? And anyway,
I mean, of course it's gonna be funny. We all laugh at
right.
brainless bimbos. And
Well,
that's
she
what
wasn't.
she didn't learn anything.
Obviously, she had to chop off her own arm. She's like, "What did
But
I
right,
learn?"
but what is the moral of it? Why did you? What did you do in
Obviously,
life in order to get that punishment?
well, obviously, she's like, "I chopped off my own arm. What am I gonna learn?" You know, I think she was smart. She was the real genius. I mean, we saw her once again, and I think in the next movie, something like that. But we didn't see her long after that. But I thought it was just so funny because, again, like Hoffman and Amanda and Logan, they're like, they've learned something from him. And then she's like, "Are you kidding me? I chopped off my own arm. What did I learn? I mean, like, I didn't do anything. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't deserve that." And I thought it was just funny how she burst out in him. And then in the newest one, I think the 2018 one, it just sucks so much. And I hate Logan. I hate him. It doesn't make sense that he was in the beginning, and it doesn't make sense that he had. So it takes place 10 years prior the first game, yet it was. It didn't make sense because
And
they
he's
had
the
all
one that
these,
didn't age, right?
right, and they had all this equipment. I mean, come on. But the only good thing, the one only good thing about that movie was what's his name? Ryan, the funny guy, the one with the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
He's just the only good thing about that movie.
I mean, you know, to throw a little bit of funny humor here and there in scary movies, it's
Right.
cool. You
Of
know what I
course.
mean? Because
And he wasn't
you
all
don't
funny. I
want to
mean.
shit your pants the whole time you're watching something. But don't go overboard. Don't kill it.
Definitely didn't go overboard. I mean, they had a woman who smothered her own baby. And the entire movie, I'm like, "Oh my God, she's awesome. She jumps on the motorbike, tries saving the guy. Unfortunately, he gets, you know, sawed. But, I mean, she jumps on a motorbike, puts the thing in the engine. She was awesome. And in the end of the movie, she's like, well, my husband, they're all like, he's like, confess what you did. And then they're all confessing what they did. And she's like, I didn't do anything. I mean, none of them really confessed until the end. But she's like, I didn't do anything. My husband smothered our baby when he was sleeping. But then in the end, it shows that she was tired of the baby screaming, put the baby there, and the husband laid it and made it. No, she smothered the baby with the pillow, put the baby there.
She set him up.
Yeah, she framed him, and then soon the husband killed himself out of guilt. He thinks he killed the baby. And in the entire movie, I'm like, oh my god, she's awesome. And in the end, I'm like, are you kidding me? The only real awesome character was Ryan. I mean, that's Logan, I hated. I hated that red hair girl. I hated the cop. I just hated everyone except Ryan. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, that cop was kind of cocky.
Right. Anyway, so in this new movie, it's Spiral, in the 2020 movie, you said you haven't seen the trailer, so would you like to watch it?
Yeah. Can we have it loud enough for them? I know you guys yep. can't watch this, but we're going to see if it's you guys loud. Can hear it.
What do you got there?
Oh, it's just my wife, Emma. This is my son, Charlie.
Enjoy while it lasts.
While it lasts.
Nothing happier than the wife of a new detective.
Emma's cool, man. She's different. You don't know my wife.
You give a woman 600 Tuesdays. It ain't worth 3 Saturday nights.
How much money you got? A lot. How many products you got? A lot. How many people have doubted? A lot.
All available units. Officer down.
Where did you flop?
Detective Banks en route.
Hold on, pause it. I'm sorry. I'm laughing already.
I know.
Because it doesn't match his character. It's Chris Rock, Samuel L. Jackson. He's about to come on a scene, I believe. This is just a trailer. It's about a minute. And I'm about to laugh because now they're going into... They were in a cop car. They were in a cop car riding together. It was Chris Rock and what's the other guy?
I don't know.
Whatever other character is with him. And, you know, laughing and, you know, that part was funny. And now they got called to a crime scene and things getting serious. But I can't take it serious.
Right?
All right, let's start. Listen to this, you guys.
Targeting cops.
This shit's gonna go sideways fast. Someone's out there pulling all strings.
You wanna play games, motherfucker?
Okay, I can't take it serious. Samuel L. Jackson is another great actor, and I could see him playing that in that movie because he could be very, very serious or he could be very, very funny. And then he can also be in between. So I could see him playing it. And it said Chris Rock is an executive producer. It said he was an executive producer of this movie. Sorry. Like I said, I love the guy, but he needs to be in comedy.
I just saw something. I paused it. It shows it literally for a second. This trap. I mean, it looks like they have like some device on their head. I mean, to me, it looks like a bear trap. It's obviously not. I hope not.
Looks like a football helmet
with this
metal thing over his mouth.
That's what it looks like bear trap. But
you guys have to go back and watch it. It's called Spiral. So watch the 2020 trailer.
So, and then it looks like his fingers are connected to this wire thing.
No, those are chains. Those are chains.
Yeah, his fingers are connected to these chain wire things that connect to whatever.
And then what does it do? Just rip them off?
I have no idea. It shows it for a second.
Yeah, because like he leans back
He's screaming in pain, obviously.
And then his arms are going forward, so I think, like, it's just ripping him apart.
Oh, my God. I would love to see that. But
okay, question for you now.
Yeah.
In that situation, now, you have... Let's say you have a choice, and you have... You can choose either to die...
Right.
In a very... I mean, they're both very painful, but to die with your arms... Excuse me. Bless me. Thank you. Oh, lovely. My puppy. It's all right. So, to die in a very painful way, as far as, you know, your limbs or your arms and things getting stretched out and pulled off you.
Right.
And then you bleed out and you bleed to death. Or would you rather have a bear trap slash helmet kind or whatever it is on a head and just, like, I mean, it's still going to be painful, but I think it's going to be less suffering.
But what is it?
I don't know. It's either, like, ripping your face open.
Oh, no.
Or, like, snapping it closed and your whole head caves in. I don't know. But I think, which one would you choose?
Bear trap or getting my limbs torn off. I mean, I definitely wouldn't want to die like Jill. I mean, Jill Tuck, right? You remember how Hoffman kills her with the bear trap?
Yeah.
Which, I think... sucked, but was also awesome. I loved how they finally... So, I mean, Amanda was in the bear trap, the best bear trap. Mark was in the bear trap. God, Jill put him in it, and I just wanted him to die. I was so happy. But, of course, he had to be smart.
My daughter's evil, you guys.
Of course, he had to be smart and use blood to get out and then put his face between the bars.
Yeah.
And then, so when it was pried open, it didn't pry open his mouth. It did the bars... And then he puts Jill in it, and, well, of course she dies, which told me I really wish she didn't die. You know, she's another John apprentice. I mean, she was his wife, you know, it would have been cool to see her continue the legacy also. And, but of course not. Of course she had to die, but it was also an awesome death, because she got the reverse bear trap to snap open, and we finally got to see it open, you know, how it kills someone.
So would you rather have the bear trap or your limbs being torn off?
Well, would I rather die by the bear trap or rather have that trap, like, to try and...
No, die.
Oh, then definitely have my limbs torn off, because... Oh!
Suffering.
Yes, it's suffering, but I would like to be a pretty corpse, okay? Wait, listen. Obviously, I mean, listen.
My girls are into their looks and beauty.
No.
Not that they need to. They're pretty enough, but...
No, I mean, like, when the bear trap...
I will recreate you.
I don't know if you saw Jill's death, but her entire... I mean, it's a bear trap, but instead of closing shut, it rips open.
Yeah, it disfigures you.
So her entire face is cut off, and her jaw's just, like, hanging down there, you know? It's all ripped off. It just looks gnarly and nasty. Awesome.
Oh, in case I forgot to mention, this podcast is not for kids under the age of 18. No, I'm serious.
I'm under 18.
No, you're not. Wink, wink. No, but you're more mature than... And you have my consent, obviously. I'm your parent. So unless a parent gives their child consent and actually listens next to the child, then I don't know.
Right.
We don't want to scar kids, trust me. Just go back and watch the movies.
So obviously that death would be quick and you wouldn't really feel anything. I mean, besides your... face getting torn off, but it would be quick, like a headshot, I guess. That's what I would assume. And but it would also be like really, like, imagine you're a dead corpse. I mean, you wouldn't have a funeral. Would you have your open casket with your head all cut off? No.
No, I would prefer the bear trap, because I don't want to feel pain more than 3 seconds. And I definitely don't want people to see me after I'm dead. I mean, I can definitely come back and haunt them, but I don't want them to see my dead body. So a close casket will be perfect for me.
Right. But as I'm saying, if you get your limbs torn off, obviously this guy's probably going to get his arms torn off. We don't know. I don't even know who he is. I hope it's Logan, honestly. But
she really does not like Logan, you guys.
Mm-mm. Logan, Mark, I hate him. Anyway, so...
In other words, she doesn't like them.
And that redheaded lady, hate her. Don't even, barely
know. She doesn't like her either.
So, and if you have your arms torn off, like that girl in the...
But it's so painful.
Right? But like the girl in, I think, the fourth movie, or fourth or fifth, I can't remember. I think it was Saw 3D. Anyway, she chops off her own arm, and she survives. So, if I mean, obviously, if you chop off both your arms, you're not going to really... I mean, it's going to be pretty hard to survive. But, one, it's possible. And, two, you're going to be an ugly corpse if you do die.
I think if I'm ever in that position or situation, God forbid I'm not ever, I think I'm just going to give up and be like, Jesus, take the wheel. I'm not going to... I don't think I can chop off my body parts.
You know what?
I can't even cut my own hair, for God's sakes. Like, that's why my hair's so long. You know what I mean? Like, I get it trimmed every once in a while, but even at that trimming, like, let's say an inch or whatever, like, I cringe every time the scissors hits my hair and touches it. And then after every snip I hear, I swear I get goosebumps. I cringe. And then I have to look back every 2 seconds to make sure that they don't cut my hair more than an inch, or else I would cut their heads off.
Right. You know who else I hate? Eric Matthews.
We don't use the word hate, so you know who else she doesn't
hate.
Like?
I strongly
she
hate.
She doesn't like.
Very hate.
Okay.
Very much hate.
She won on this one.
Eric Matthews. And I love his son, Daniel. He was awesome. I loved him. He was so nice. Eric Matthews, I hated him. He falsely arrested people, right? He was the cop. And you know what would be awesome? In this new movie, you know how it said that they were targeting cops?
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously...
Disclaimer, we do not hate cops. This is just a movie.
Right, no. I hate Eric Matthews as a cop. But anyway...
Just a character.
Right. So, I'm not going to get into the real life.
Yeah.
But,
But hopefully he gets attacked or something.
Who? What?
He gets attacked.
What? Sorry, who are you
Eric
about?
Matthews?
He's dead.
Oh.
Thank God. With one
oh,
of the
yeah,
skills,
yeah, yeah, that's right.
He has the ice smashed on his head. It was awesome.
Don't remind me.
But, and not just because I hated him, it was a pretty cool kill. But, and they used real ice in the show, not show, movie, too. But, they actually had a ice thing. It was really cool. But obviously it used a dummy with blood in it. It was so cool. Sorry.
Are you sure I gave birth to you? Like, my kids love gory shit. They'll sit there and watch it.
Anything without...
And I'm just like, can I... And, like, I would close my eyes every 2 seconds. Can I please watch a paranormal movie now?
I hate paranormal movies. But anyway... Wait, can I talk?
No!
Oh, my God.
We're done! You hate paranormal movies?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Are you sure I gave birth to you?
Uh-huh. All right, listen. Listen.
No, because my house is a paranormal movie for them, so they're used to it.
Right. So, what I'm saying is, what was I talking about? I totally forgot. Oh,
Eric
right.
Matthews.
Right. Eric Matthews. He was a cop, and he falsely arrested people. When he got lazy, and
He was the bad apple.
Yeah, he would plant evidence and arrest people that were innocent, you know, because he was lazy and didn't want to do his job.
Right.
So, he did that with Amanda. Amanda, when she was clean and wasn't a junkie, he put drugs and framed her and took her to jail, you know, in prison. So it was really awesome when she got to say game over to him and slam the door on him. But when she's walking
Revenge
away...
Revenge is sweet.
Mm-hmm. But when she's walking away... He escapes, and he finds her and starts bashing her head in, and that just was horrible, obviously, but obviously she kicks his foot, and that he, you know, he ruined it, and she kicks it and then walks away with her all beaten face, and in a deleted scene, she goes back and she stabs him 100 times in the face, but in the real one, she just walks away, which would have been, he goes, you're not Jigsaw, bitch, so that's when she turns around and grabs her knife and stabs him 100 times in the face, but unfortunately, they didn't
How
do
does it feel now?
Unfortunately, they didn't do that, so instead, he screams, you're not Jigsaw, and she just turns and then, walks away, and which sucks, you
But
know?
See, it that's a so strong-minded awesome. Person.
Right.
Because look what happened to him afterwards.
Right.
Karma is a biatch.
Right. But, I've loved to see her stab his face 100 times. Unfortunately, that didn't happen because they...
Again, for all you crazy ones out there, we're discussing a movie. It's not real life shit we're doing, so calm down. take anyway. A sip of wine and enjoy the show. So, we're going to be done in a few minutes.
All right. So, anyway, what I'm saying is, in this new movie, which I want to watch it just because I'm curious who's going to be the new Jigsaw, and I swear to God if it's Logan, but,
What are you going to do if it's Logan?
Not watch it. I mean, I have to...
We're going
to
boycott. We're going to boycott Saw.
So, Yeah, see, it has Marisol Nichols. That's what I'm really excited for. That's one of the main reasons I'm watching. I think she's going to be an awesome and a scary movie. But, What I'm saying is, if they have, like, a Shawnee Smith flashback, that would be awesome. Or, since this new movie is targeting cops, the killer, I mean... Amanda got falsely accused by a cop, arrested for, like, I think, what, 5 years in her prison for something she didn't do, and then she got her face beaten in by a cop, which it would be awesome if she was alive, survived the gunshot, and took over Jigsaw's whole thing, killed Logan, and,
because... And then just got revenge on everybody that fucked with her.
And, you know, Logan, he's the one that made the bear trap, the one used on her originally. And, of course, she survives it, but it'd be so cool to see her kill him and her in the new movie, and kill cops, because obviously she doesn't like Eric Matthews, and that'd be awesome. But I 100% doubt it, because, you know...
Not all cops, just the bad apples.
But the next shot was obviously very fatal. I mean, rarely, you can't really survive a neck shot. I mean, of course people have, but you, ambulance like that, you know what I mean? A neck shot, you know.
Well, your arteries right there, one of your main arteries, so yeah, you could bleed out really fast.
It was so weird, though. She survived for, like, what, 7 minutes? Because Jigsaw was like, you know, Amanda, I really liked you, but now we're all going to die. And he was telling her about how this was her test, not Lynn's. And then she had to listen to the only person that cared about her tell her that she failed him, and then she dies. And, it just sucks. But she's bleeding out for, like, what, 10 minutes it felt like? And she should have died like that. But since she survived for so long...
That's why it's called a movie.
Right. She survived for so long. I'm just hoping she's, like, alive, which is, like, I'm 99%.
What if there's a twist and she does come back?
That would be... I'd watch it. Like, only if the movie is great. If the movie sucked, then I really wouldn't want her in it, because, you know, I don't want that for her.
Yeah.
But, wow, I'm getting lightheaded talking so much.
That's because it's bedtime.
But, she's... Obviously not, but I do think maybe if there's a flashback with her in it. I mean, you know, just put her in the movie. I don't care. I don't care how. I just want her in the movie.
Did you all hear that? So to all the producers and directors of this new movie, Spiral, make sure you hear this podcast and do as my daughter says. Make her happy, you guys. Make her happy. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. You guys are awesome. We would highly appreciate it if we can get monthly supporters. If you guys support us monthly, it'll actually help me keep my podcast going for you guys. I have a lot more interesting characters, of course, besides my kids, my husband, my family. But I do have a lot more celebrities that are going to be joining us, or mainly joining me on the podcast on my episodes. We are going to be talking about everything from paranormal to Jigsaw to, I mean, you name it. You know, this is real life shit that we talk about. And, of course, besides the gruesome parts of the movie, but... that's why it's called a movie, and it's really entertaining. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Like I said, go ahead and follow me on Instagram and on Facebook under Monica Spirit Queen. Go ahead to my channel, Monica Spirit Queen, on YouTube. I have a pretty big channel. Subscribe there, too. We are going to be doing a lot more live paranormal investigations, a lot more live readings I'm going to be doing for people. I mean, it's crazy. It's awesome. Plus my vlogs, you guys get to see. So if you guys search Monica Spirit Queen anywhere on social media, even Google. Google freaking loves me. I don't know why, but for some reason, I'm all over the internet. So let me know what you guys think of this episode. If you have any other suggested episodes you guys want us to talk about, feel free. And then also, I think I'm thinking about once a month or once every 3 months, depending on my schedule. I might pick one lucky winner every time, and you guys can actually join the podcast with us. I love you guys. Don't forget to share my episodes. Like my episodes, and also any sponsorship, any donations, any monthly supporters will be greatly appreciated. In fact, I will give you guys a shout out every single time on my channel on Monica Spirit Quinn on YouTube. Love you guys, and I'll see you next time.